Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The U.S. is now averaging more than 100,000 new COVID-19 infections a day, a milestone last seen during the winter surge. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, earlier this week.
83% of our counties in the United States are experiencing moderate or high transmission, with Delta variant continuing to be the predominant circulating virus.
The number of confirmed infections across the U.S. had been averaging about 11,000 a day in late June. Now Johns Hopkins University's tally puts the number at 107,143. It also shows the number of people dying from infections rising to nearly 500 a day as of Friday. One thing that is going in the right direction, however, the number of people getting vaccinated, back up to more than 800,000 per day. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Overall, more than 3.2 million Americans have gotten newly vaccinated over the past 7 days. And importantly, as we've seen as a trend over the last few weeks, states with the highest case rates are seeing their vaccination rates grow the fastest.
Arkansas is among the states below the national average on vaccinations and now seeing rising hospitalizations. Earlier this year, state lawmakers banned government entities like school districts from instituting mask requirements. But a judge has now blocked the state from enforcing that ban. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox blocked the law after Arkansas lawmakers left the prohibition in place at a special session. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson signed the ban in April, but now says he regrets doing so. Arkansas, with only 37% of residents fully vaccinated, ranks second in the nation for new cases of COVID-19 per capita, according to figures compiled by Johns Hopkins University researchers. Friday, Arkansas reported more than 3,000 new virus cases. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.